It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast. Glad and happy that you're here. We've got a fun talk today. I always love it when we get to talk about crypto or Bitcoin or some alternate kind of investment, because it's better than that whole, you know, buy a nice portfolio of stocks and bonds and mutual funds and gold or whatever, and just put it away and wait for 30 years and you'll be fine. Let's talk about how we can be in control and take control of our life. Our guest today is the crypto trainer that entry-level investors deserve. With a keen focus on breaking down the barriers to entry, this guy is committed to demystifying crypto investing and stopping the gatekeeping of knowledge that can make investing in crypto seem impossible to those who are beginners. Drawing on his extensive experience in teaching, training, and a deep understanding of cryptocurrency investments, he's developed the Crypto Investing Program, where he strips away the complexities and delivers straightforward, jargon-free explanations that allow beginner investors to get started in crypto and set them up to excel. So without further ado, I want to welcome Dr. Daniel to the podcast. Hey, Doc, what's happening? Hey,
Mark, you know, all good in my world. How about you?
About the same. Really good. Life is good, and heading into a beautiful fall here in North Carolina, and just life is really great. So let's start talking about you, how you got started, and what the heck this is all about.
Great question. Listen, man, most people want to know what a dentist is doing, not only investing in crypto, but teaching people how to invest in crypto.
So you're a dentist.
Yes, I am.
I'm an anti-dentite.
Nice. I love Seinfeld. First of all, you spend 5 minutes with me, you will not be an anti-dentite. But I understand why you would be, because a lot of my colleagues didn't create the type of experiences people needed. I'll give you a brief rundown. Yeah. You know, I've been a dentist for 25 years. When I got into dentistry, most dentists know a little bit about a lot of things. I wanted to know a lot about a very few things. So, you know, I quote unquote, people say specialized. Not really a specialist, because, you know, I got into cosmetics and functional dentistry. But in my 25-year career, the first 15 years, I blew up. I was the most sought-after dentist, one of the most sought-after dentists in North America. I live in a little city called Halifax, Nova Scotia. It's on the east coast of Canada. And generally, like for most of my career, I was the most expensive guy in the country. I was sought after. People flew in from all through North America, Europe, as far away from Germany to see me. And the type of stuff I did would be, Mark, if you went to your dentist and they said, I don't know what to do with you, then you'd come see me. So where they ended is where I started. I did some really, really fantastic things in the industry. Towards the end of my career, I switched over to more coaching, consulting, education, sold everything, and got, you know, the one thing I sought after my whole life, which was freedom, traveled. When I came back, I wanted to just go back to what I was doing in dentistry. And that's when I dipped my toes into crypto. And when I did, I fell in love. It scratched this itch I've always had in terms of economics and finance. I'm a big math geek too. And then I went through the absolute horror of learning it all on my own. And I mean, I learned it all the hard way. Yeah. 10 hours, 14 hours in front of a computer, have a question, 3 YouTube videos, 3 hours later, I figure out the answer that somebody could have told me in 10 seconds. And it was tough. And by the end of me learning it, I said, someone needs to teach this. And the thing about crypto is this, there's so much to learn and so many different facets of crypto. I narrowed in on what made sense to me. And as a dentist, or, you know, former clinical dentist, what made sense to me was something that needed very little time, which had a lot of return. And that's where I really landed on crypto investing, or bull run investing, which, as you know, but a lot of people don't really understand, there's a massive difference between investing and trading. And I liken, my style of crypto investing to the stock market. And I'll break it down for your people here. But anyways, that's who I am. And that's what I do now, is I teach people, who mostly busy people, professionals, business owners, entrepreneurs, people who want to invest in crypto or just don't have the time, energy, or even the desire to go through what I went through in terms of learning and self-educating yourself in an industry that's not intuitive. And that's fraught with, it's very lucrative, but also fraught with very bad actors, people out there looking to scam you and rob you. So I take my people, I herd them, I guide them. And in just 1 week, I take people who have never even know very little about crypto. And after 7 days, they're actually investing. And it's quite insane. It's pretty cool. But that's,
So cool. So you kind of shepherd people through the process of this wide open field. There's 30,000 crypto tokens, or coins they call,
And you know, it's a confusing area out there, and people are really threatened by it. And most people just kind of are like the ostrich, just like, I'd rather not know about it. Let me put my head in the sand. But is that a good approach to investing, especially when it comes to something new like this?
No, absolutely not, man. Like, so as a former stock investor, and I still have some stocks and whatnot, and I pick some stuff up at the latest dip. Anybody who wants to invest, and you're going to take a look at all different ways of investing. We can, you know, open up another business. We can invest in a franchise. You can invest in real estate. You can invest in the stocks. And I'm not telling anybody not to do any of that. I mean, I do a lot of that myself, real estate, stocks, et cetera, et cetera. But of all the things I'm into and all the things I've seen, I have never witnessed anything that provides the lucrative returns crypto does on the time frame it does. See, the cool thing about crypto is people within the industry know, and people outside the industry don't really understand. There's a rhythm to it. There's a bull market where all this money comes into crypto and the values of these coins and tokens skyrocket. Then there's a bear market where all the money goes out of crypto and those values go down. And it's every few years, right? They come up and it comes down. So there's a bit of a rhythm to it that I do explain to people when they get into it. But you don't need to know that. All you need to know is that the bull run is very, very, very close. In the next 6 to 12 months, I mean, I don't even think it'll be 12 months down the road, but I think it's starting now. You know, October's Q4, things are starting to heat up. And in the next, you know, 3 to 9 months or 6 to 12 months, whatever it is you want to call it, there's a lot of macro events that are going to influence, but things are heating up now. And if we get your money into crypto, the sooner you get it into, the bigger returns you're going to have.
Now, why is that? Why is the market going up, Daniel?
Oh, okay. So what's happening now in Q4 is you've got a lot of macro events. The biggest ones are going to be the US presidential election. So crypto is really fueled by what's happening in America. You know, Americans open up the spot ETF for Bitcoin, spot ETF for Ethereum, which allowed the average American to be able to buy Ethereum and crypto and Bitcoin, which are the two biggest assets within crypto, directly like they would a stock, as opposed to going through all the hoops you have to jump through in terms of opening up crypto accounts and whatnot. However, what's happening in the States is there's a presidential election the first week of November. Trump is going hard pro crypto. Kamala Harris, she isn't anti-crypto, she's pro Bitcoin. So either one of them is going to be good for the industry, but Trump especially, and we're not talking politics, we're talking strictly finance. If he wins, it's going to be an explosion because it's going to be such a bullish sentiment within it. Also, they've been lowering interest rates. They just did a rate cut last week of 50 basis points, which is massive. And they got two more on the dock in November and December, and they're predicting more rate cuts, which is going to increase the amount of available money, which puts it on what's called a risk-on environment, which is going to allow a much more sort of a bullish sentiment. Bullish means people get more excited and more money will be inflowing into crypto as well. Nice. As, you know, all the markets.
So let's talk about crypto. I want to teach people something, and this is the Wealth Architect podcast. I want you to learn something if you listen and watch. So why don't we get into some of the nuts and bolts without making people put their head in the sand, because we don't want to get too complicated, but let me just lay the thesis out and then we can talk about it. Bitcoin has a scarcity component. It's a decentralized, there's no one guy sitting next to a pile of money. It has a scarcity component. There's only going to be 21 million Bitcoin ever made. And to my knowledge, that's the difference between Bitcoin and all of the other coins. So I know we're talking about crypto in general, and that could be all the other coins, but a lot of the other coins have gone to zero primarily because I haven't seen, or they haven't exposed a scarcity component. So for example, Ethereum, which is the number two most popular cryptocurrency out there, has, you know, these burns that they do and these airdrops that they do, whatever, but it doesn't seem like there's a finite number of coins. And that's, to me, very similar to the US dollar. There's not a finite number. They just print the money out of thin air. And that's what makes the price, not the value, but the price of these cryptos go up. So I'm laying that thesis out there to say, what is the difference in your mind, Doc, between crypto and Bitcoin? And maybe you can use some examples like Ethereum or Solana or some of the other ones that are out there.
100%. So, and I'm also, you know, I'll go through this, but for those that aren't familiar with Bitcoin, with crypto, I'll actually rewind after this and give you a little bit more of an overview, just so you can get a better concept. So Bitcoin is the gold of the crypto world. Just like you said, Mark, there's a finite amount of it. It's scarce, it's valuable, you know, and just like originally people thought gold would be something we're going to hold on to and trade and exchange. And they did do that way in the past. It's become now basically what you store value in. So gold, gold is stored value. We buy gold and we store it and we hold it. We're not going to the grocery store and using gold. And Bitcoin is the same thing. When they developed Bitcoin, they actually thought it would be a currency much like our dollars. However, over time, it's proven not to go in that direction for a lot of different reasons we don't need to get into. But ultimately, it's become the gold of the crypto world. When you look at all the other ones, right, and they're still trying to find something that's going to be the it's going to be useful within the economy, like how can we trade it and use it as currency. So with Bitcoin, it does have that scarcity component. It is the gold. It is the gold of the crypto world. Now, Ethereum's a little bit different. So just so everybody understands, Bitcoin and everything other than Bitcoin is called an alternative coin. That's why they call them altcoins, right? And one of the major ones is Ethereum. And Ethereum, they call it Ethereum, although technically it's an altcoin. It's so big. I actually liken Ethereum to silver. It's very useful. It's very popular. It has a lot of stuff going for it. And it's not as valuable as gold. It's not sought after. However, it does have a lot of value, more so than all the other altcoins. So the major difference is Bitcoin is something we're using to store and store value in. And all the other ones now are, you know, mostly being traded, mostly being invested in. And you're going to see, and this is so people just understand in crypto, I look at crypto as an investment vehicle. And I'm not opposed to being a crypto enthusiast, but I'm not a hardcore, diehard crypto enthusiast. I'm not like, you know, I do understand the value of decentralization versus centralization. I touch on that in my teachings and whatnot. But at the end of the day, I use crypto as an investment vehicle. So the thing I like about the non-Bitcoin coins and tokens is that they allow for greater growth and greater return, more profit on our investments. And when we're being strategic in what we invest and how we invest, we can create returns on the other coins and tokens that we're not going to get in Bitcoin, right? So Bitcoin on the long term, absolutely. If you just want to buy it and hold it and keep it for, you know, decades to come and pass it on to your generations, fantastic. But if you're looking as an investment, and then, you know, for this bull run, you know, so the target for Bitcoin from, you know, and I, like I said, people call me an expert. I'm not an expert. I just absorb what all the experts say, and then I take a consensus and then I spit it out. So, you know, Bitcoin, the target 100 to 150,000 during this bull run. So right now it's trading at just over 60,000. So that's, you know, anywhere from a 50% to a 2.5x, right? Fantastic. That's a decent return, especially compared to the stock market, where you're going to double your money in the stock market. Almost nothing's guaranteed, but almost guaranteed in the next six to 9 months. You're just, that's a hard win in the stock market. That's an easy win in crypto. It's such an easy win in crypto, Mark. I barely buy Bitcoin for in terms of like investing for a return. Most of my money is outside of Bitcoin because the what I target are is going to be a mix of different things. I've created what's called a golden list. So most of my clients, as you know, after I teach them how to invest, they look at me and they go, I don't even know what to buy. I'm like,
right.
That's a whole other world in itself. So I've curated a list that covers different categories from layer ones, real world assets to gaming and AI. And I've taken a blend of the top, not only performers for this upcoming bull run, but what can easily be accessed on what's called a centralized exchange to avoid my clients having to use hot wallets and understand different layers and different chains, because that adds a complexity that cripples people. So people understand, I've had multiple programs over the past, like whatever, forever. I've done a 4-week program. I've done 2-week program, then 1-week program. I've taken so many people through into the crypto world. And what I've learned is it's overwhelming. And trying to teach people everything is too much. So what I've done is I've picked it apart, and I've really been very, very strategic in terms of like figuring out what does somebody need to know in order to invest successfully, confidently, without and safely, without inundating them with a bunch of extra knowledge. My 1-week program covers centralized exchanges, dollar cost averaging, you know, TradingView, and gives them the curated list. I actually give people a curated list. It's done for you. So basically, I can tell you what I, and all of my top plays, the entries, the targets, where to buy them, how to buy them, when to buy them. It's almost a done for you program. It's the only one of its kind. And I teach it live. It's not canned where you sign up and you get like a video you go through. No, you tune in, me and, you know, all the people on Zoom, just like this. You ask questions the whole time. I do a full week. I do a full hour. Then I give you part of the Discord. And Discord community is like, it's just like an online community. It's very easy. It looks like somebody has WhatsApp on their phone. It looks like a group WhatsApp. You have different channels. So we have all these different areas. I put everything on there, all the resources, all the videos. So after 1 hour, you have a bit of homework. And then, you know, it's everything's there. You ask your questions. It's group learning. And a week later, we do another hour. And I kind of walk you through the end of it. And then they keep you on for another 3 weeks as part of a group. So you just keep asking questions. And I'm online all the time, man, Monday to Friday, lunch, and then intermittently over the weekend. But I help people get through it. But afterwards, they are just killing it. It's not hard. You just need somebody to kind of like open up the curtains and be like, here you go. This is how to do it. And I eliminate all the, I'm trying to learn all on my own and trying to figure out, and I don't have this question. And I get people there. And then afterwards, some people want to stay, and I do a monthly coaching thing where people stay in and I kind of update them and help them along. But most people are just, they're pretty independent. They're like, no, I got this, man. There's not really, no, I got what to buy, where to buy it, how to buy it, when to buy it. Now I'm supposed to teach them how to sell, Mark. And you know, the biggest problem with people after they learn how to make money in the market is how to sell and take profits.
Hey, it's Mark Yeager here to tell you about our cash flow machine trading program that's designed to teach you how to make safe, reliable income. Now, we shoot for 2-4% a month of income and growth in your portfolio. And we have courses to teach you how to do this yourself or inside a mastermind community. And the best part of that is it only takes about 20 minutes a week to implement. Now, while 2-4% a month doesn't sound like much, I show you exactly how we took my IRA from $111,000 to over $500,000 in just 19 months without huge risk. I'm not telling you this to brag, just to show you that you could do this too. So to learn more about this program, go to cashflowmachine.io. That's cashflowmachine.io, and you can learn more. My next question was really, this all sounds good, but I can tell you 3-4 years ago, there was a crypto coin and there were a ton of them and they all got sucked into this big bull run, like Shiba Inu, for example. That's the example that we have. And everybody jumped into that on the tails of this thing called Dogecoin, which Elon Musk endorsed at the time. And so everybody said, well, Shiba Inu is the next Dogecoin. So everybody went into this and the valuation was like, it was crazy. It was like 0.0000007. And everybody, you know, wrote it from point, you know, whatever I just said to like 0.000, you know, 9. And they made a whole bunch of money and whatever. And then it crashed. And I know people that did that. So a really critical component is not only finding what you're buying, but finding out when to sell. How do you figure out when to sell? That's so critical.
Absolutely. So, you know, number one, don't be greedy, right? So we talk about dollar cost average, or I talk about dollar cost average. That's how we get our entries. We buy dips, we buy FUD, we buy pullbacks, we buy red candles. I go through all that. And it's really not that complicated, everybody. If you're listening to this, do not get overwhelmed by the details. It is not complicated. If I have one superpower on the face of the earth, it's this, is I have this ability, this unique ability to take a complex subject and make it simple and explain it in a way that makes it easy for people to understand. So I promise you, when I teach crypto, it's not like everybody else. I've had people go through my program that have done multiple other programs, and they're like, this is nothing like the others. They don't speak to us. They don't meet us where we're at. They just talk above us, and I'm always lost. No, I go right down to ground zero, hold your hand, and move you the whole way through it. So how do we teach people how to sell? It's just like buying. We dollar cost average in, we dollar cost average out. So when things start to pump and things start to grow, generally, there's a few different things I do with some of my clients. Some of my clients who are very busy, I say, hey, don't worry about when things go up 2x, 3x, 4x, let it go. Once we get into the bull run, and the bull run we know happens by categories and narratives, and I'll explain all this thing, and things start to happen and things start to pump. Once you're up to a point where we understand that it's unlikely to keep going, or even if it is, we're going to start layering out. We'll sell 10, 20% of our position. It goes up a bit more, we sell some more. It goes down a bit more, we sell some more. But we must sell. people. I have clients who've written 50,000 up to 1.3 million and all the way back down to 20,000. It happened last bull run. People go up, people go down. I've done it myself in the stock market. Sure. I've done it myself. Seven figures I wrote up and wrote down. Just because you get high on your own ether and you start thinking crazy, and I wasn't being coached, I wouldn't have any proper instruction, I was just doing this all rogue on my own. But no, it's absolutely imperative we sell. And dollar cost average is a very simple, effective strategy when we're buying, and it's also the same effective strategy when we're selling. Now, another thing I do with clients who aren't like, hey, I only have a few minutes a day, who are more active, who might have 20 or 30 minutes a day, when things start to pump and you're up 3 or 4 or 5X, I generally say, take out your initial and either put that away or let's find something else that hasn't rolled over. So as things happen, like they did in January, February, March, April, I had my clients when they're up 4 or 5X, they're putting like 10 grand into this and that's a 40,000, take out your initial 10. Let the rest ride free. And if it goes up and it pulls back, you're riding free. And we do that a lot, especially at the beginning of the bull run. As things start to double, triple, quadruple, anywhere between 2 and 5X, take out your initial. And let's find another player, just put it back. Then you're riding risk-free. So a lot of our assets and a lot of my clients are riding risk-free in a lot of positions. And there it's taking advantage of this unique short period of time where things just start moving up so fast and so quickly. It really is, for somebody who hasn't seen it with their own eyes, it's if somebody's in the stock market, this is the when I pull back the curtains, it's incomprehensible. And it's not me, I just show them the data and they go through and I let them look at data from last summer to last spring, last summer to this past spring, last summer, and they're looking every play going up 5X, 20X, 30X, 50X, 20. And they're just like, this can't be. And I'm like, oh no, this is the world of crypto, but it's dangerous, right? You don't go about it on your own. I mean, you can, but by the time you learn it all, this bull run's going to come and go. But when you've got someone like me in your corner and you kind of see how things work and how they're coming, and we got you, you know, going in at the right time, getting out at the right time, not being burned, you know, having somebody over you, just make sure you've got things in the right perspective. It's hard to lose. Yeah. It's hard to lose.
This is a good time to throw out the disclaimer that on this program, we don't endorse anybody. I don't, you know you that well. I believe in financial education, and that's where this program comes in. This is the beginning of the research, because you know investing takes research, and you know I always say never give up your power and your health, your wealth, or your time. That means you need to take control. So you know if you like what Dr. Daniel is saying here, you know reach out to him, get a hold of him, and figure out if you get along and if you guys trust each other. But that has nothing to do with me. Just make sure that you're on the same page. And that you have the 100%. Same, you're educating yourself financially. So I want to shift to something called yield. And, you know, this is something that has been, you know, I have this saying that's, you know, if something's too good to be true, it probably is. And in the past, you know, few years, people were calling me up going, hey, Mark, you got to check out this Helium. You got to check out this crypto. They're paying 20% a month, you know, and I'm like, that sounds too good to be true. So I always check myself and I always check the knowledge and I start to check into who's telling me, and then really the fundamental things. But let's talk about yield. Is there a place for yield in crypto? Is there a place to be able to get some realistic amount of money? And what are the risks to that yield?
That's a great question, Mark. To be honest, I don't go down that path. You know, as a former dentist, I built my whole crypto world around things that I would engage in as a dentist when I was practicing clinically, because initially my program was called Crypto for Dentists. Terrible idea. People thought I made it a token for dentists. It made no sense. It was just like, oh well, I was a dentist, I'm gonna teach dentists, it makes perfect sense. What a disaster. But whatever, every success story starts off with about 400 disasters. Absolutely. Before it becomes successful. But yeah. So I do stay away. I've seen them go down, I've seen people lose money. I think same as you, if it's too good to be true, it's probably not true. So I stay away from yields. I don't bother with any of it. I strict only to investing. Now, having said that, I've heard lots, you know, anything my buddies in the previous years were talking about DeFi offering 20% per month and this and that. And even they were cautioned. For me, you know, I've seen 3 to 8% consistently per annum, not per month. The big ones, I just look at it and go, I'm just not interested. It just doesn't appeal to me. Like it's not the avenue of my focus. Like I said, in dentistry, when I got into dentistry, I saw there's a tremendous amount of things you can do in dentistry. And I zeroed in on one and made it my world. And I did the same thing in crypto. I look at crypto investing. I'm very, you know, very, very high on people are interested in gaming and AI. Those are really big for me. Real world assets, you know, could prove to be big this bull run, possibly next bull run. But in terms of anything outside of, you know, the investing part, I don't. I've learned about trading. I've learned about mining. I've learned about NFTs. I look at the memes. There's all kinds of stuff, but I keep it strictly investing. And that's my world, to be honest.
Hey, can I ask you a question? Because I was kind of headed to the end here, but you've mentioned a couple of times this gaming thing. And can you explain to us how gaming tokens work? What that means? Like if you play games, how does that interact with the crypto world?
Absolutely. Actually, I'm going to just take a step back. For those people who have been investing in the stock market, and I'm going to give you just basically exactly what bull run investing is. So forget about crypto. Think the stock market. So today, Mark, if the stock market crashed and you gave me a call, you go, hey, Daniel, stock market crashed. I go, great, Mark, let's buy some stuff. You go, what are we going to buy? I'll be like, Mark, you know, I have an iPhone. I believe in Apple. I want some Apple. I love, you know, Elon Musk. I'm going to buy Tesla. You know, I'm a big Meta fan. I'm going to buy this. So if the stock market crashed, you and I would get together. We would buy the stocks that we believe in, the things that we think are going to do well. And then we would buy them. We'd store them. And we'd wait 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. Stock market recovers. The values of those go up. And the difference between where we bought them and where we sold them is our profit. Pretty simple. Now, it's exactly the same with bull run investing. So I want people just forget coins and tokens. Just think everything on the stock market you see has a ticker. Apple's AAPL, Tesla's TSLA, Meta's META, Meta's Facebook, by the way, right? So those tickers represent the company on the stock market. It's the same thing in crypto. When you see BTH, ETH, or BTC, ETH, SOL, I don't want you to think crypto. I want you to think tickers just like the stock market. Right, that's all there are tickers, just like that. And when we invest, we do the same thing. Now, at the end of the bear cycle, right, that means it's kind of like a stock market crash. We're buying all this crypto and we're storing it. But instead of waiting 2, 3, 4, 5 years for the market to recover, the bull run's happening imminently, like in the next few months to 6 to 12 months. It's just going to go up. And when it goes up, we're going to sell. And the difference between where we bought and where we sold is our profit. And that, in essence, is bull run investing, exactly like stock market investing after a stock market crashed. I want to put that aside. Now that people understand that they don't need to understand the difference between coins and tokens, I'm going to explain to them coins and tokens, but you don't need to understand. It's very important. You don't need to understand. So a coin is in essence, as a coin was designed to replace or to represent a cryptocurrency. Bitcoin was originally designed to be used like fiat or like our money, like our dollars. So Bitcoin was designed that way. And everything that's a coin is designed in some way, shape, or form to replace or be used as a currency. And that's a coin. Everything else in crypto that's, you know, that's used to represent a project is a token. So for instance, if you have an AI project on there, right, like fetch.ai or whatever, super intelligence, whatever, super allegiance intelligence or whatever. So they have a ticker, but that ticker, that's never going to be a coin that's going to be represent money. So they have to call it something. So they call it a token. And so everything that's not a coin is a token. And tokens are used to represent the projects in crypto that aren't going to replace or be some sort of substitute for currency. Now, moving further into that, these tokens within the gaming world can represent and be earned playing games and used within, they're gamified as well. So these tokens represent the project, the gaming project. So some of the gaming projects are actually an actual game, like a video game, like you play video games. Some of the projects are the actual game, and some of the projects are the companies that own multiple games. Right. So they're just projects. And these tokens are represent the value of the project in crypto and can be sometimes used within the game as well and earned within the game and gamified that well. But it's no different than like an AI token. It's no different than a real world asset token. These tokens just represent the value of that company within the crypto world. Does that kind of answer the question?
Yeah, it kind of does. And it's certainly a good entree. I know you can't really explain all the different ones and even generalize on all the different ones right now, because that would take us beyond the scope of what we're doing. But that's interesting. So everybody who's listening and watching, you can invest in AI using cryptocurrency. You can invest in gaming using cryptocurrency. You can invest in Bitcoin, because Bitcoin falls under the umbrella, even though it's quite different. by investing in crypto. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity. There's even something that's tied directly to the dollar. It's called Tether, and there's other ones. And you know, you can take advantage of different facets. This is a wide open world right now. We have never had the opportunities that we are having right now to invest. And we are just having amazing opportunities. AI is going to change the world. Robotics is going to change the world. Cryptocurrency is going to change the world, I think, in a lot of aspects. I think there's going to be a lot of failures as well. Bitcoin is going to change money. We've digitalized practically everything else in our lives. Photos, books, music, it's all on our phone now. Why wouldn't we have money being the same way and taking the government out of it? So it's a fascinating subject. It's a subject that that I know we all want to learn more about. And you're part of what's going on in the world right now with financial education. So I want to thank you for that. And any final words? How can my investors get a hold of you and find out more and maybe even work with you after they do their research?
Mark, it's an absolute pleasure, first of all, being here. And thank you for having me. And for me, I always talk about knowledge is power. And even if you go to, any of my pages, it's all focused on education. Educate yourself first. So since I'm Canadian, I go find me cryptoprogram.ca, not .com, because cryptoprogram.ca, or just email me, daniel@emcdental.ca. emcdental.ca, Daniel, or cryptoprogram.ca. If you go to cryptoprogram.ca, just opt in. I have a free 20-minute training video I've recorded myself that kind of really gives you a good umbrella and a solid foundation that'll probably save most people 3 to 6 months of research. And it's free. You just go in, you opt in, you go, you download it, or I don't even download it, just watch it. And it'll save you a few months of research and kind of really explain things in a way that's easy to understand. Then you get a style of me and how I work and whatever. And just reach out to me. I'm easy to talk to, fun, you know what I mean? And I just want to see people be successful. And if I'm not the right guy for you, I can help sometimes point you in the right direction. And I just want people who are interested in crypto not to get stuck and not to feel that they have to go about it on their own, that there is somebody legitimate, authentically, that wants to help, that can help, and will bend time on you getting to your investment goals.
Great. That's amazing. Okay, good. We're going to have all those links in the show notes. But again, I want to thank you for your time, your wisdom, and your knowledge in this crazy new frontier that's known as cryptocurrency. So thanks for being on the show today. Really appreciate it.
Okay, Mark, my absolute pleasure. Thank you.
And those of you who are listening and watching, thanks for tuning in and staying to the end. And remember what I always say, never give up your power in your health, your wealth, or your time. See you next time on the Wealth Architect Podcast. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.